Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
John O'Shea joins us. Morning to you, John.
Morning, Hoss. How are you, mate?
Yeah, very well. You got a couple of nice chances. We know what we're going to get this time of the year. You know, maybe seven, but there's probably a chance that we're going to just stay in the heavy eight.
Yeah, I'd say so, mate. You know, it doesn't tend to dry a great deal this time of year. And they're probably predicting a little bit of rain late in the afternoon as well. So, it's able to stay in heavy range. And, well, it's a beautiful day today. And hopefully it'll be a bit like that first part tomorrow.
Yeah, let's hope so. Southern Lad in the eighth race tomorrow is one that certainly does like it on the soft, has placed on the heavy. It hasn't had too many runs on the heavy, but are you confident this four-year-old gets through it?
Yeah, mate. I think most of the progeny of Ocean Park are sort of adept through it, and he's no different. He was pretty competent through it the other day. Just his execution mid-race is poor. Probably contributed to him not sort of quite finishing off as well as he can. Rob seems to have a good affinity with him. We're hoping we sort of just get him to relax a little bit mid-race there tomorrow, and if he does that, it'll be very hard to hold out.
Yeah, it's well explained the other day, because the New Zealand winner just kept rolling out in front and held them all off.
Well, they walked early, and we sort of got crossed by a horse that was sort of going nowhere as well, which didn't help, and consequently just got up on the chewy a little bit. From the gate tomorrow, you know, probably get the opportunity to stay one off. And, you know, I said Robbie tends to get him in a lovely rhythm. And whenever he's ridden him previously, he's probably been a pair further back than we would have anticipated. But he relaxes very well and consequently hits the line a lot better.
It's simple. We underestimated regularly, but just getting horses into rhythm, you've explained it with this horse, that it's so crucial to the end result.
I mean, you know, it's just difficult to finish a race off if you're sort of working hard within yourself from about 1,000 to the 600. It's just sort of you're burning unnecessary energy, and just it's always tells at the final part of the race, you know?
Yeah, for sure. All right, and he's showing you at the barrier that in your stables that the horse is training on really well.
I think it's the fittest we've had in this preparation, and consequently, I think his headspace has probably even been a little bit better in the last fortnight. You know, and as a result, we sort of, I think he probably run his best race in the preparation.
Okay, that sounds good. Mate, is that your only one tomorrow? I thought I had you down for another one.
I've got a horse called Live and Free in Brisbane.
Yeah, no, that I was talking about Sydney. Live and Free in Brisbane. You've targeted this race. I think the horse has done a fair bit of travelling.
Well, he just ended up, he had a run in Caulfield, primarily out of necessity. He's the only race available for him, and not that we'd like taking them out of New South Wales. We much prefer to keep them at home, but
yeah,
it was just the only race that suited him, mate. And I sort of always had this race in Brisbane sort of penciled in at the start of the preparation, and it hasn't taken any harm. He's actually enjoyed his little trip away. He's come home in an easy week, and then rounded up with a nice gallop on the Kensington track on Tuesday morning.
Yeah. 18, I mean, it's 18:20 with the rail out a little bit tomorrow, but he looks like that he's coming back slightly in trip, as we know, but he does just puts himself in the race and finishes it off strongly.
I reckon 1800 is perfect trip, Andrew. 10 furlers can sometimes be, you know, he just gets found out that last little bit. Miles probably a little bit, you know, can be a tad short for him, but 1800 is sort of the sweet spot. And I think tomorrow he'll run the best race of his prep as well. He's just been sort of ticking away nicely. He gets into a beautiful position from the draw, and if he can sort of get over the top, we'll be really happy.
Yeah, understand. Bossy wouldn't have ridden for you for a while, would he?
He hasn't ridden for a while. He hadn't been here, so it's been hard to put him on.
Yeah. Oh, you smart aleck. I know that. But he often pops back in for a Group 1 ride or something.
Well, he hadn't yours fast enough.
Good enough these days?
No, definitely not. So we've got one fast enough that's got his way. You know, also, you know, Glenn's got a great advantage being able to ride light. He's got a great affiliation with the ownership group. So a wonderful opportunity to put him on, you know.
See, you're up and about, aren't you?
Just chipping away, mate.
Pretty in Pink, you sent to the paddock?
Yeah, I think, to be fair, it's another example of Peter's wonderful foresight. You know, the Maloney family and Sedgeno group have sort of identified that she's a possible Golden Eagle runner, and consequently the opportunity, albeit was a big carrot to run in the Group 1 on Saturday, they much prefer to probably have a little trial at the stumps to Golden Eagle, and so she's been spelled with that in mind.
Understand. All right. Well, we wish you the best with Bossy. It'll be great to have you back together again after such a long time away from each other. Thank you, John.
Jeez,
I have too. I've copped it real well. I'm sweating up in here. I'm thinking, geez, I've made a... Of course I knew that he hadn't written, you know. Thank you.
Mate.
Thanks, mate. See you. John O'Shea joining us.